Good morning. We're going through the book of Romans. We started yesterday, and here in the book of Romans is one of the great sections of the Bible that really bring us an understanding of the Christian life. But as Paul starts this book of Romans, it's a letter that he's written to the church in Rome, and he first starts off by talking to them on the more personal level before he gets into his teaching on the Christian life. He says in verse 8 of chapter 1, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world." Everyone knew about the faith of the Christians in Rome. "For God, whom I serve in my spirit, in the preaching of the gospel of his Son, is my witness as to how unceasingly I make mention of you, always in my prayers, making request, if perhaps now at last, by the will of God, I may succeed in coming to you." Paul has wanted for so long to go and visit this new church that has sprung up in Rome and teach them the foundational things they need to know to grow as Christians and to have fellowship with them. He's been praying that God would take him that way for a long time. He says, "For I long to see you, in order that I may impart some spiritual gift to you, that you may be established." You see, the Apostle Paul is wanting to give them this foundation they need of understanding about God and the Christian life, so that they can be established. Verse 12, "That is, that I may be encouraged together with you while among you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine." And do you know, this should be our goal whenever we get together with other people who know the Lord, is not just to hang out together, but to impart a spiritual blessing to them, to just share with them, "Hey, let me tell you what God is doing in my life. Let me tell you what God's been teaching me in my times with him in the Bible. What's God been teaching you? How can I pray for you?" And just say a quick word of prayer for them. In that way, you're imparting a spiritual gift from them and receiving a spiritual gift from them as well, each by the other's faith being blessed and benefited. If you start doing that, you will find it makes such a difference in your own spiritual life. Paul goes on to say, "And I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that often I have planned to come to you and have been prevented thus far, in order that I might obtain some fruit among you also, even as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation, both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish." You see, here it is again, what we noticed yesterday, that Paul is looking at life not in terms of what he wants to do, but in terms of what God wants him to do. He has this sense, God has put me here for a reason. And I hope you have that sense in your own life as well, even about this very day of your life, that God has put you exactly where you are for a reason. And you should be saying to God, "What is your purpose for me today? What is your purpose through me today?" The Apostle Paul said, "I am under obligation to the people around me because God has called me to them." Well, we have that same situation. God has placed us with people who need to know him. Paul goes on to say, "Thus, for my part, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome." I am excited at chances to share with people about Jesus Christ. I hope that's in your heart too. And Paul then says the reason he's excited. He says in verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." I hope you see that the message you have has the power to transform the lives around you. I'm John North.